This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3684 for Thursday, the 15th of September, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Wake on LAN. It is hosted by JWP and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Wake on LAN motherboard feature.
Good day. I'm JWP, and today I want to talk to you about the WOL support. Okay, so first off, what does WOL stand for? And WOL stands for Wake on LAN. And so on your computer, on computing, Wake on LAN, or capital W, little O, big L, is a networking protocol that provides the ability to configure a device to be started from a lower power state using a special signal over the network, also referred to as the magic packet. You can think of it as a remote power button for your computer. And if you go to the wiki, it says it's either an Ethernet or token ring computer networking standard that allows the computer to be awakened by a network message. And this message is sent to the target computer by a program executed on a device connected to the same local area network. And it's possible to initiate the message from another network by using the subnet directed broadcast or a WOL gateway service. Equivalent terms include wake on WAN, which is a remote wake up, power on by LAN, power up by LAN, resume by LAN, resume on LAN, wake up on LAN. This is all basically the same technology. If the computer is being awakened, communicating via Wi-Fi, a supplementary standard called Wake on Wireless LAN must be employed. So the WL and WL VLAN standards are supplemented by vendors to provide protocol transparent on-demand services. For example, Apple Bonjour, Wake on Demand, Sleep Proxy feature is something that uses. So it all sort of works on the magic packet symbol, and it's gone on for a really long time too. It started in 96 when Intel and IBM formed the Advanced Manageability Alliance, or the AMA, and in 97 the alliance introduced the Wake on LAN technology. So this is a very old technology. Ethernet connections, including home and work networks, wireless data networks, and internet itself, are based on frames sent between computers. WOL is implemented using a specifically designed frame called the magic packet, which is sent to all computers in a network, among them the computer to be wakened. And the magic packet contains the MAC address of the destination computer, identifying the number built into each network interface. And so, as you know, with networking, everything has a MAC address, so it can be specific to there, and it's unique. It's because it's unique, the number, that's how it works. And powered down or turned off, the computers are capable to wake on LAN, will contain certain network devices available to listen to incoming packets in low power mode while the system is powered down. If a magic packet is received at the directed to device MAC address, the NIC signals the computer to supply the motherboard and initiate a system wake up, in the same way as pressing a power button would do. The magic packet can be sent on a layer, on the link layer, layer 2, on the OSI mode, and when sent, is broadcasted to attached devices on a given network using the network broadcast address. The IP address, uh, the the layer 3 of the OSI model is not used. The magic packet is sent on the data link layer 2 in the OSI. No, that's not it. So because Wake on LAN is built upon a broadcasting technology, it can generally only be used in the current network subset. There are some exceptions, though, and Wake on LAN can operate across a network in practice given the appropriate configuration and hardware, including remote wake up across the internet. In order to wake on LAN to work, parts of the network interface need to stay on, and this consumes a small amount of power, standby power, much less than normal operating power, and the link speed is usually reduced to the lowest possible speed as not to waste power. Gigabit internet NIC only maintains a 10 Mbps link. Disabling wake on LAN when not needed can slightly reduce power consumption on computers that are switched off but still plugged into the power socket. The power drain comes in consideration when battery power devices such as laptops can also deplete the battery even when the device is completely shut down. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the magic packet. The magic packet is a frame most often sent as a broadcast when it contains somewhere in its payload 6 bytes of all 255 parentheses FFF, 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 FFF in the hexadecimal, followed by 16 repetitions of the target's 48-bit MAC address for a total of 102 bytes. Since the magic packet is only scanned for the string above and not actually passed by the full protocol stack, it can be sent as a payload of any network and transport layer protocol. Although it's typically sent as a UDP datagram to port 0, which is a reserved port number, Echo protocol or Discord protocol, or directly over the internet as a ether type OXO842. The connection is orientated in the transport layer like TCP and is less suited for this task as it requires establishing an active connection before sending user data. The magic packet has some limitations, and its first limitation is it requires a MAC address and also may require a secure sign-on password. It does not provide delivery confirmation, so you don't know if it wakes up. It may not work outside of a local network. It requires hardware support of the wake on LAN on the destination computer. Most of the 802.11 wireless interfaces do not maintain a low power state and cannot receive the magic packet. So if you're doing 802.11 on the wireless, it doesn't really happen. And so that's sort of, I mean, technically, there's all kinds of things to think about. You got security considerations, unauthorized access, interactions with networks. But in a home environment or even a small business environment, if they get past your router, you have more trouble. So if he's in there and he can send a wake on LAN command to a specific MAC address, then you've messed up. He or she is already inside. So what about the hardware? So your power supply has to be an ATX 201. And you have to have a network interface card that does it. And believe it or not, a lot of motherboards do out of the box. So just check your motherboard paperwork. Some operating systems control the wake on LAN behavior via NIC drivers. So the motherboards, they have to have a PCI 2.2 standard with a compliant 2-2 network adapter. And do not usually require a wake on LAN cable as required standby power is relayed through the PCI bus. And so if you're doing 2-2 and it supports PME power events, and so you'd have to go into your BIOS and enable it. Okay, hey, I hope you have a great day. This is JWP. Enjoy the podcast.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.